Governor Cuomo wants minors to be able to get treatment for HIV without parental consent. Under current state law, people younger than 18 can be tested for HIV without telling their parents, but unlike other sexually transmitted infections, minors who test positive for HIV need a parent's consent to receive treatment. Lillian Rivera with the Hedrick Martin Institute says that can put some youth at greater risk.
We've known young people who have had the experience of not even being HIV positive, but families thinking that they had HIV and throwing them out of their homes.
As part of his effort to end AIDS in New York by 2020, Cuomo is asking the legislature to expand the exemption from parental consent to include HIV treatment. Treatment for HIV can suppress the virus to undetectable levels, but surveys indicate that less than half of HIV-positive New Yorkers ages 13 to 24 have suppressed viral loads. And Rivera points out the rate of new infections, especially among Black and Latino, gay and bisexual young people, remains high.
So this move really gives young people the opportunity to take control of their health care and make choices that are going to be healthy for them in managing HIV.
The governor has also proposed that new legislation include providing HIV preventive services like pre-exposure prophylaxis, known as PrEP, to minors. But Rivera says removing the parental consent requirement for HIV treatment isn't the only remaining obstacle. Many young people are covered by a parent's health insurance.
We don't have regulations around confidentiality when it comes to that sharing of information, and parents right now have free access to that information. So I think that's the huge barrier.
The governor's office says once a proposed bill is introduced, their hope is it will pass by June. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.